a shed leaning drunkenly to one side. The water was in full view now, an icy wind plucking at it and turning my face to stone. So, why are we here, of all places? That's why. Alexandra stopped and pointed at a strange contraption near the edge of the cliff. What is it? We approached. It was as big as a box kite and mounted on a pole, gesticulating wildly with moving arms, vanes, wheels, and propellers large and small. I'd never seen it. It was all different colors. It didn't resemble anything in particular, except at the top, where there was a woman's head. Attached to her hair were three reflectors. Shells and chimes hung around her neck. Even with half the moving parts stuck, a gust blowing through it set off a flurry of fluttering and shimmering and ringing, as if a flock of exotic birds was taking flight. I squinted my eyes against the wind. Who made it? I think we can rule out the pilgrims. How should I know? It's always been here. What's written on the wood? Lia Rosalia Santos Zamora. What's that?
Hey, I think that thing that Steph and Alexandra are looking at is one of Brent's whirligigs. Remember how in the introduction to this book, we heard that whirligigs are wooden toys with parts that move when the wind blows? That's what this thing sounds like to me. And the intro also said that Brent had to place one of the whirligigs in Maine, which is where this chapter is taking place. Alexandra told Steph that the whirligig has always been there, so the events of this chapter must be happening a long time after Brent's part of the story. Who do you think Lia Rosalia Santos Zamora is? Maybe we'll find out in the next chapter. Let's keep reading near the bottom of page 24, where it says, I'm pretty sure it's a prayer to the wind.
I'm pretty sure it's a prayer to the wind. And how is this thing gonna get me a boyfriend? It isn't. Alexandra pulled a paperback book from her back pocket. But this will. She handed it to me. It was called Guided Imagery.